Thank you, Pastor Stacy, for calling us last. I think everybody has said it all. Anyway, but I still have to talk. Experiencing God in His most holy city was very intense to me. It was a blessing. It was a privilege. And thanks to Pastor Stacy for your leadership and the company of everybody. I mean, everybody was amazing. Anyway, every site we visited was significant to me. I mean, I was touched. I felt His presence. And the most that struck me was when we went through Via Dolorosa. What came to mind was Isaiah 53, the portrait, the explicit portrait of the suffering servant. I imagined how Jesus was rejected, how He was wounded, how He was pierced, crushed, oppressed, and afflicted. Such a profound agony, such a profound ordeal for Him. I felt the pain all along. I did not tell anybody because I did not want to inconvenience the group. Even there did not know about it. But I felt the pain. And I thought, wow, what is next? I needed someone or something to uplift me. And the visit to the garden tomb was the answer. We saw this guy, our guide, a short guy, maybe my size, sad to say. But he was full of it. He was powerful. He had the message. He gave the message to us. And he introduced himself. I am Caesar. In America, Caesar, like Caesar salad. So that uplifted me, and that made me happy. Anyway, it was a joyous experience, and it was more joyous because I was with a group that was so amazing, so friendly. We saw people, so many crowds all along from all over the world, and I heard different languages spoken. But I saw the universality of faith. I saw the unity in Christ, and I was so happy about it. And as we entered the tomb, that little entry hit me again. And I thought, oh, wow, can I control myself? Anyway, I saw the empty tomb. He is risen, and that is the affirmation of my faith. He lives, He's with us, hallelujah.